And now a cautionary tale to those who may have something to hide. If you plan on having a pet and something to hide, it might be better to have one of those that barks or mews. That's what one unfortunate couple learned in Leeds in England. Joining us now to tell us this story is Alan Hamilton, reporter for the Times of London. He's with us by phone from his home there. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, this particular story revolves around a parrot named Ziggy. Tell us what happened.
This is true, and it's a worrying tale. There are various people in this sketch. One is a man called Chris, who is a computer programmer. Another is his live-in girlfriend called Susie. One is an African grey parrot called Ziggy. And the fourth is a mysterious man called Gary.
And Ziggy kept calling Gary's name out, mysteriously.
Yes, you see, Chris went to work during the day, but Ziggy the parrot didn't. Ziggy sat in his cage in the corner and saw everything. And while Chris was out at work, his girlfriend, whom he thought was a faithful, fine lady, was having another scenario. And the parrot saw it all. And her cell phone would ring, and she would talk to her other lover, who was called Gary, and she would say, "Oh, hi, Gary. I love you, Gary." Unfortunately, the parrot heard all this and tended to repeat it.
And one night, Chris and Susie are cuddling on the couch when
Chris
the parrot...
Chris and Susie are cuddling on the couch when the parrot suddenly says, "Hiya, Gary. Hiya, Gary." And Chris turns to Susie and says, "Who is this Gary?" And she blushes to the color of beetroot. She broke down into tears, and she confesses everything. And she says, "Yeah, okay, I've been having this fling for the last month with this guy called Gary." And she was kicked out that night.
So Chris and Susie are now on the splits, but it turned out that Chris couldn't stand being with Ziggy anymore.
Oh, this is the saddest thing of all. I suspect he loved his parrot more than he loved his girlfriend. He got rid of the girlfriend. He kicked her out. But the parrot kept saying this name, Gary. "Hiya, Gary. I love you, Gary." And Chris really couldn't stand this anymore. And he had to sell the parrot. That's the saddest thing of all, because the parrot kept mentioning the other lover's name. He had to go. Isn't it tragic?
It's tragic. And not only that, but Susie has since split up with Gary, too.
Yeah. We talked to Susie. And she said, "Okay, I confess I had a little fling on the side, but the thing that surprises me is that Chris, her, with whom she lived, has got rid of the parrot. In fact, she said he's got rid of that bloody parrot because," she said, "he always talked to him more than he ever talked to me."
Alan Hamilton, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Goodbye.
Alan Hamilton, a news reporter for the Times of London, joined us by phone from his home there. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
And if we all spoke like animals, who needs English? Gradually we'd drop it with no fuss. If we could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk.